This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
For the halacha slot tonight, we're going to discuss the topic of Nichum Avelim by telephone or by Zoom. And the reason why I chose this topic is, of course, it's connected to this week's parasha, but also Motzei Shabbos. I often sit down on Sunday, prepare the shir. And this Motzei Shabbos, we switched on our phones and we heard the very sad news of the Patira of two great people, Rav David Feinstein of Hashalom and Chief Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. Therefore, I thought it was an appropriate topic, and Mitzvah Hashem in the Parsha Shir will learn some of their Torah. The connection to this week's Parsha for Nichum Avelim is very direct. The Pasuk tells us that Sarah dies, Vatomas Sarah Bekiryas Arba, and not only does Sarah die, but Avram Avinu dies as well. And not only that, we have the first ever recorded Shiva visit, because the Pasuk says, Vayhi achri mois Avraham vayavorech elohim es Yitzchok benoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits Yitzchok, and says Rashi, Tanchume Avelim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was menachem him Tanchume Avelim. So really, it's the first ever Shiva visit takes place in this week's Parsha. So let's discuss a few ideas about Shiva before we go on to the main idea of whether or not you can make a Shiva call by telephone. The first question is, what is the status of Nichum Avelim? What is the status of the mitzvah? Is it Daraisa, Drabonan? What are we mekayim when we do this mitzvah? So the Rabbeinu Yoina says, amazingly, in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, he says that it's a mitzvah Daraisa. If you've got the sheet in front of you, it's paragraph 2. And for those listening online, please email me. I'll send you the handout, j.golker@gmail.com. Says the Rabbeinu Yoina, Tanchumi Avelim Midaraisa. Tanchumi Avelim is a mitzvah in our Torah and is part of Gemilas Chasodim, based on the Pasuk Vaidat Lohem Es Haderech Zu. However, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is a drabonon. The Rambam says in Hilchas Ovel, Perek Yudalet Halacha Aleph, mitzvah saseshav divrehem, levaker choylim, lachem avelim, etc., etc. So the Rambam is of the opinion that it's a drabonon. Interestingly, the Rambam changes the Lashon of the Gemara a bit. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chof Zayin Omed Aleph lists a litany of all different types of mitzvahs that we do, and he changes the order a little bit. The order of the Rambam is mitzvahs asei shal divrei levake choylim, lenachim avelim, lehitzi hameis, ulahachnis hakala, etc., etc. And the nusach that we are familiar with is that we have hachnosis archim, bikur choylim, hachnosis kala, ulevayis hameis. That's what we say in Eilu Dvarim in the mornings. The Gemara Shabbos gives rise to a well-known anecdote with Reb Chaim Kreisworth, the great Rav, the chief rabbi of Antwerp, one of the outstanding from the Chum of the 20th century, that one time he was desperately ill and he went to the stipler for a bracha. And the stipler said to him, why is it that the order is Bikur Cholim, Hachnosis Kala, Ulevayis Hameis? Surely Levayis Hameis should follow on from Bikur Cholim. We hope and pray that the Cholim will recover. But if he doesn't, the next step is Levayis Hameis. Why is Hachnosis Kala put in between? So the stipler said to Reb Chaim Kreisworth, he said that there is a Masorah that he has, that a person wants to make a division, wants to put a barrier between Bikur Cholim and Levayis Hameis, he should get involved in Hachnosis Kala. And that indeed is what Reb Chaim Kreisworth did for, I think, 20 plus years, since the time he was unwell and went to the stipler. And people who know him know he was famous for that, in addition to many other things. But just an interesting anecdote. Now, two halachas related to visiting a shiva house. One well-known halacha is that ein hamenachmim reshoim niftoyach, that the person comforting, the person visiting, shouldn't initiate the conversation ad sheyiftach ha'ovel tchila, until the oval goes first. It's based on halachas Yordeh Simon Shin Ayin Vav Sif Aleph, and that's quite well known. We wait for the oval, for the mourner, to talk first. There is an interesting exception that I came across, and that is for an Adam Gadol, for someone who is a very great person. I heard it in the name of the Chazan Ish, and Rav Avadya Yosef also says that he himself, when they would go into the shiva house, they would initiate conversation. And the rationale is that sometimes the mourners are so in awe of the person walking in that that they're too intimidated to even talk. And therefore the Chaznish apparently would indeed initiate conversation just to make it easier for the Ovel to engage in conversation. Of course, the conversation should be about the person who has departed. It's not a social, it's not a discussion about politics, the weather, sport, news, or anything else. Really, it should be focused on the person, the merits, and the legacy, the memory of the person who has departed. And interestingly, I've always felt that it's appropriate before you go into a shiva house to think about what you want to say, what memory you have, what thing could sort of be a source of comfort for those who are sitting shiva. And I was always gratified that I came across this in the Shailas and Tshuvas of the Shevet HaLevi. The Vosna, quoting the Zohar, makes exactly this point. So if you look in paragraph 4, the second box, he says, "B'Zohar Kodesh Mashma to Kaidu Shenichlis Lanachem, Tzorech Lesader Atzmei Devarim Ve'in Eichu Bameh Lanachem." To think exactly how and what you want to say. And that's a very good piece of advice, but I was pleased to see it in the writings of the Shevet HaLevi and in the name of the Zohar. Okay, so let's go to the question and point. What about Nichum Avelim over the telephone? So it's an interesting thing to think about. There are two aspects to Nichum Avelim. Who is the beneficiary of this mitzvah? So we would all say the main beneficiary of this mitzvah is, of course, the Ovel himself. You're going to comfort him or her, and therefore that is the main beneficiary. And indeed, that is borne out by Gemara in Moed Katan. It's paragraph 6, 6.1. Moed Katan, Chafala from the base, Maisa, Umesu Bonosher Rabbi Akiva. Nebuch one time, Rabbi Akiva lost his sons. V'nichnasu Kal Yisrael v'espidim. Rabbi Akiva was the giant, the god of Hadar. So naturally, all of Kal Yisrael wanted to be Menachem Ovel. V'espidim hespid godl. B'shas b'tiratim, when Kal Yisrael left, they took leave of Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Akiva al safsel godl. Rabbi Akiva says the Gemara stood on a large bench. V'omar acheinu beis Yisrael shimu. My dear children of Israel, dear Klal Yisrael, listen. Afilu shnei bonai chasonim. Even if it was two of my married children. In other words, even if the pain would be even more tragic, that my sons were married with children and there'd be more tragedy involved in this situation, even if that were the case, menuchem hu b'shvil kovad shasisim. I am comforted by the kovad you have given me. You've all come to visit me. L'chu levoteichem l'shalom. So you see clearly that one aspect of Nichum Avelim is for the Ovel himself, that he gets comfort from being visited. But there is also a second aspect to Nichum Avelim, and that is that it is a benefit for the Neshamah, for the deceased, for the Nifta himself or herself. And that is based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun based on Medalef, the next box in paragraph 6. The Gemara says there, Meis she'en le'menachamim, if Nebuch, a person, passes away and there's no one to sit shiva, what does one do? I was once involved in that situation where we had a neighbor who was an elderly gentleman. He didn't have children. His wife predeceased him, and there was no one to sit shiva. Says the Gemara, what do we do? Holchin asar bnei odin v'yeshrim b'mkoymei. 10 people, you take a minyan and go and sit in his residence. And indeed, the Gemara tells a story. Hahuda shalchi b'shivusei Rabbi Yehuda. There was one person who passed away in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda. Lo hayu lo menachamim. And there was no one to be menachem that person, i.e. there were no relatives to sit shiva. So what happened? Kol yoma have a dover, Rabbi Yehuda be'asara, that every day Rabbi Yehuda took 10 people, v'yosve b'duchtei, and they went and sat in that place where this man lived after he had passed away. L'achas shiva yomim, after 7 days, ischazilei b'chalmei, the person who had died, came to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. You should have menuchas hanefesh because you have caused me to have you've calmed my spirit. So you see that the second aspect of Nichum Avelim is not just for the Avelim, but also for the mace themselves. And therefore the Rambam, based on the above two Gemaras, says a very interesting thing. What happens if you have a situation, you have a window where you can either do a shiva visit or you can visit a choyle? You've only got time for one. Which takes precedence? Do you do Nichum Avelim or do you do Bikur Chaylim? So says the Rambam in Hilchos Avot Perek Yudalet Halacha Zayin, nearly, Shenechamas Avelim Koidem LeBikur Chaylim. But one should make a shiva visit. Do Nichum Avelim before Bikur Chaylim. Why? Shenichum Avelim Gemilas Chesed Im HaChayim V'im HaMesim. Because Nichum Avelim has the dual aspect. It's for the mourner and for the person who passed away. And therefore, that has priority. Mashenkin, because of course, is just for the chayim. Based on that, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Arachaim Chelik Dalet Simon Mem Ois Yud Aleph, which is the next box in the sheet, he was asked, what about making a shiva visit over the telephone? Does it work? Have you fulfilled the mitzvah? So Rav Moshe says there are two aspects to Nechama Avelim, as we said, one for the mourner, for the Ovel, and one for the neshama of the person who's passed away. And therefore, if you look at the last paragraph, Rav Moshe says, having quoted all of the above, he says, Umash Meli, Shemitzad Ha'ovel Hachai Shaykh Lekayim Gam Al Yedei HaTelefon. That in other words, there's the first aspect to benefit the Ovel himself or herself, you can do it by telephone. Avel HaMitzvah Shemitzad Tovus HaMeis, but to benefit the neshama of the person who's passed away, lo shayech el adafka kasheyovel lesham b'mokum shemenaschem nizchamim b'mokum shemeis. That only works in the place where the shiva is or where he passed away. And therefore, to do it by the telephone, it won't work. V'af mitzat ov l'chayin nami v'aday odiv, and certainly it's better to do it in person. But if that is not possible, then there is some sort of kiyum of this mitzvah. So Rav Moshe says that based on the above, there is the benefit of Nechama Avelim by telephone if one does it for the Ovel, if there is no alternative. But for the Meis, it doesn't really benefit the Neshama of the Meis unless you do it in the Shiva house personally or in the place where the person passed away. So some interesting insights regarding Nechama Avelim. Just quickly to summarize, the connection to this week's parasha is that Sora Imeinu dies and Avraham at the end of the parasha dies. We're told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and visits Yitzchak and pays the first ever Shiva visit, Rashi tells us. What is the status of the mitzvah? It's machlekas. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a mitzvah deraisa. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah derabonon. The interesting connection of Bikul Cholim, Hachnosas Kala, Ulevayas Hameis. Why is Bikul Cholim followed by Hachnosas Kala? It seems to be should be followed by Levayas Hameis. That's the anecdote that the stipler told Reb Chaim Kreisworth. And visiting a shiva house, although we're well known the rule of Ein Menachem Mishraim Niftach Ad Sheyiftach HaOvel Tchila, that, however, there is an exception. If the person visiting is an Ovel Gadol, he can initiate conversation, because often the person is in awe of the visitor and doesn't feel comfortable to speak first. Preparing what you say is very important. And the Shevet HaLevi of Vosna quotes in the name of the Zohar, one should prepare what and how to say words of comfort to the mourner. And two aspects of Nechama Avelim. Can you do Nechama Avelim on the telephone? Well, there are two aspects of it. One is for the Ovel and one is for the Meis. And says Rav Moshe, the Nechama Avelim of the telephone is okay. You have fulfilled the mitzvah, but only one aspect of the mitzvah, i.e. you've benefited and you've comforted the mourner. But the aspect of benefiting the Neshama is only done in the Shiva house itself or where the Meis did live. But because of that dual aspect, the Rambam is of the opinion that Nechama Avelim will take precedence over Bikur Cholim because it has that dual aspect as opposed to Bikur Cholim, which is just a chesed with the Chaim. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.